Looks like your camera was unplugged.
What? What? Pain in the ass.
Oh, God. What about now? So annoying. I hit a button and I like disconnected my camera. 1 second. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane and it is Sunday night's podcast collectors show. We're here on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel, like the video, and comment. I'd like to see some more comments on the show. We like to reply to those and have some fun with you guys. So please let us know what you thought of the episode. Let us know what you'd like to see on the show soon. Or if you have any questions for us, we might be able to answer those in the comments or on the show itself. Let's bring the boys in a minute. We're going to have a fun discussion tonight. It's a discussion that you will all be familiar with because you've been collectors for more than a hot minute. And we're going to talk about recent collecting in the last few years and the current state of affairs now. You can go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links to our socials, our merch shop where you can grab a t-shirt or a hat. And also our Patreon. You can now support us there on Patreon. If you like the show, we'd appreciate it. Let's bring in Charlie Beansacks. What kind of view is this? There we go.
I have COVID.
Okay, fair enough. We're now going to bring in Johnny. Okay, we're going to remove him. And we're now going to bring in Christopher. Oh. COVID.
I have COVID.
You guys live like 8 minutes apart from each other, so that's the deal, huh?
Yes.
All right. John, do you have COVID?
No, and I don't want to.
Are you sure you don't want to? So, guys, our topic tonight, as you can see in the description below, is we're going to talk about the kind of the height of vintage Star Wars collecting. As it increased and rose in COVID while we were all trapped at home and looking for something to do. And it peaked in the middle there while we were enjoying collecting, a lot of new collectors coming into the hobby, and how we're looking right now as we wrap up the summer of 2023.
It just seems like every day someone's making a post saying, "Oh my God, Star Wars is dead. It's so slow.
Yeah.
What's going on?" And it's like, when did you join? This is kind of how it was before COVID.
So why are they from the South?
Wasn't
so they're John's.
It's John.
So they're John's neighbors.
It's John's neighbor.
And they just have no idea what's going on.
What me?
John was a tour vendor back in 89.
Dang that.
That's always my go-to.
Yeah. So, Chris, you had the idea for this episode. Give you kudos for that because I thought it was a good idea right away. Instead of just talking about the state of affairs now, it's summer. Things are typically pretty slow in the summer when a lot of people are outside, they're on vacation. But not just talking about 2023 and what the current state of the hobby is and summertime on top of, the current 2023 iteration, but going back and looking at what it was like 2-3 years ago as we started to ramp up with COVID, the interest in the hobby got, really hot.
Yes.
And it peaked, somewhere in, 21 or so. The prices were really high. The demand was really high. You'd put things up for sale and they would sell in minutes.
Yeah.
Tell us what you remember about that, Chris.
No, basically, like before COVID, Star Wars has always been in demand. And with the Mandalorian show coming out, and the movies, it did spark interest back. And, selling items, you would list an item. Would they sell in minutes? No. You would maybe list a mock in the morning and maybe at nighttime they would sell the next day. It was, it's like listing items on a website. And then
can you take your mask off? It looks like you have a huge beard.
I kind of like it like this. So,
you know, Abraham Wilminster.
The items would just sell like whenever they sold. And then COVID comes along. Prices are ridiculous. Everyone is flipping. Everyone is selling. And the items would sell within minutes. And that's what people were like used to. So now that COVID's kind of over, it's summertime. Everyone's on vacation right now.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people just don't have the money right now for whatever reasons it is. People are just not on the groups as much.
They're naked.
They're naked.
They're wearing robes.
They're wearing robes.
They're wearing robes and masks.
Drinking Coors Lights.
Coors Lights.
You know, and everyone's
standing in proximity to a white pickup truck.
Everyone's always like panicking, like, oh my God, Star Wars is dead. It's never coming back alive again. Why is it so slow? Yeah. This is a great deal. My item's been listed for 6 hours and no sale. It's like, guys, like, relax. It's the middle of summer. Aren't you guys out with your families all day long?
No, they're on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a really good point. You have a contingent of people in the hobby, in the Facebook groups for these toy lines that are still clinging and hanging on. They're in Facebook all day, every day. They're watching every new post. And that's fine. I mean, that's what they like to do. Maybe they're sitting in their backyard in the sun, but they're on their phone. And there's a lot of people who are out and about on vacation with the
kids. Corey Bruneau.
Corey Bruneau is on the phone? Yeah.
Yeah, waiting.
It's funny. He has really dirty fingernails for somebody who only holds their phone all day long. like, where does that dirt come from? Because I don't ever see him putting his phone down.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Works. He works.
He's a hardworking man.
Yeah. So there's folks that just, you know, have a little bit of Facebook addiction, social media addiction. You know what I heard the term recently, and unfortunately it hits me almost every night when I'm on the couch, like winding my night down. Doom scrolling. You get onto like Reddit, or you get onto Facebook, or you get onto TikTok, or in, you know, Instagram, whatever, and you're just doing this, like you're just scrolling and look at every post, and the next thing you know is like an hour plus has gone by and you've done nothing but scroll the whole time you're sitting there. And you may be enjoying yourself. There's, you know, stand-up comedy clips, there's, you know, funny stuff, there's interesting stuff, but that's what some people do. They're just on their phones all day long and they're, you know, they're addicted to the groups. But those people are also the ones, not all of them, but some of them are also the ones who are clinging on to the 2021, 2022 prices. You know, yeah. Those prices are gone.
Well,
I used to be on Facebook all the time. I'm almost never on those groups anymore.
Yeah,
I don't scroll through them at all.
I'm hardly ever on there, too. I mean, I'll check them every once in a while.
There's definitely a few guys who are still selling toys clinging on to that 2020, 21, 22 price, and they just need to just learn to just let it go. Like, those prices are, you're not getting those prices ever again, if anytime soon. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, even though it's you know, it's an ups and downs, you know, it's a roller coaster, you know, just like everything is in life, the real estate market, you know, the stock market, the supply and demand just in your local stores. I don't know that we're going to have another high in it's a low for our lives, COVID, but I don't know if we're going to have another high in terms of demand for certain things like we did during COVID. Frankly, let's hope we don't, because that was not fun in a lot of aspects of our lives. But that was a massive once in a lifetime event. I don't know that the prices are going to get there again. Maybe they will between inflation over time. Eventually. Just because that's the price of goods that go up, but the percentage that these collectibles jumped, I don't know that we're going to see that in a long time.
No, there's a huge percentage, and there was flippers everywhere. Every turn you look, flipping. Someone would flip from one Facebook site, and then they would just sell it on another site, and it was the same thing. It was just flippers everywhere. Flippers. Rest in peace right now. Don't see a lot of them.
No.
They're not around.
No, because you know what it is? even just in terms of Rogue Five toys, like I absolutely don't consider myself a flipper. I started buying things that I would earmark for sale because I wanted to have some live sales. I thought it was fun. We didn't have a podcast yet. I had nobody to talk to sitting in my office working from home. So live sales seemed fun, but I never considered myself a flipper. It was kind of for that purpose. And now that we have our own sales page, it is fun to keep an eye out for things and populate the page and whatnot. But there are folks that were flippers. And I'll tell you, even just for keeping an eye out for things for Rogue Five toys, I'm scared off a lot of the times, because even if you feel like something is a good deal, even, you know, 10% or something, you're nervous that you're going to buy it and it's not going to sell, because it seems like things keep getting cheaper and cheaper. So you're going to see a lot of those flippers that don't want to lay out some money to find out they might even lose money, right?
And then you got the other ones that are holding on to all their hopes and dreams,
right?
And they're still doing it, and it's not selling.
John just had a blackout.
Yeah. It just went black.
The Georgia peach fell off the tray.
John, you don't have a hair on a peach to keep your room litten.
I just said litten.
Right. What is litten?
I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and it's not a long limb. John is the darkest out of us four.
Light overhead is gone out. So,
for the last three episodes, why don't you change your light bulb? Do you want
me
to mail your
LED
light bulb,
or is it a CIP?
And now we just lost power completely.
Oh Jeez. My god! I'm gonna mail John
a
light bulb.
Hold on. I'm gonna do something on the other computer. Okay. I just paid John's shop electric bill.
His electric bill? Oh, okay.
There he is. He's back up. I just paid the bill.
Thanks, Hillary.
John, I paid your bill for you. You're back on for another month.
Thank you.
All right.
They usually wait till Monday morning.
Morning.
I'm speaking English.
Your shirt.
He's reading your shirt.
Lorny?
No, it's Journey.
Where's the J?
That's right.
Oh, my there. God.
That
J-O-U-R-N-E-Y. Journey.
I mean, that's not a J or a Y.
It's sideways.
All right. So, Charles, you were saying the flippers were holding on. I don't know what you were saying. I'm probably not even right, but
do you think there's a difference between a flipper and a toy seller?
I think there's a big gray area. I think you could be one or the other, or there's a big middle ground and you can kind of go two different ways. I think you can be a flipper who's just looking for a couple quick bucks, or you could be like a serious flipper who is constantly looking for something on the cheap to immediately list it. And like, that's a very regular action that they take. Like, but I think you could also be a seller who's looking for items to, you know, get some inventory.
When I hear the term flipper, I think of like a guy buying a Stormtrooper on one group for $10 and then listing it on another for like $13. And he's just constantly doing that over and over again, making dollars and dollars and dollars.
Those guys are dead.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah. I would say like guys like me and John, I would call us toy sellers, because my collections come from people's houses, people who unfortunately passed away, guys who are just old and want to get rid of their collection, you know, grandmas who have this stuff in their attic and don't know what to do with it. That's where I always get all my stuff. Is I'm not really ever buying on any of the groups and, you know, reselling it somewhere else for $5 more.
Yeah, and I sell almost exclusively online or in the shop, you know.
John took one listen to the fact that we were opening a sales page called Rogue Five Toys, and the next day he opened a store.
I know, yeah. So he went from listing no items on Rogue Five to listing all items.
ShopTheVaultOnline.com.
Yeah. ShopTheVaultOnline.com. Yeah. He went from listing nothing on Rogue Five Toys to now posting every day to go to his website and not Rogue Five Toys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
Whenever he says that web address, I love it because we get $1 every time he says it.
It's true. That is true.
Say it as many times as you want. Go ahead.
Well, What's the difference between you guys posting that and me posting a link to my sales page, my website?
Because you have a sales page already. You just don't use it.
What's this is for sale at shopthevaultonline.com. I'm still selling it.
Uh-huh. Wait, what about hey guys, I have an idea. What if we make a rule that every time he posts something about the vault, he has to first list something on Rogue Five Toys? Is that fair?
For sale?
Because he's got a whole store full of crap. Like, it's not a big deal to list one item.
John has so much stuff.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
He can't do it?
No.
I want to tell you guys something. So, you know, I mentioned I went down to Savannah, Georgia recently with my wife to just get away for a few days. You know how we always fumble over that address he's got over there, that Fort Oglethorpe?
Kyle Arshniger?
I got to tell you, I'm not down with the history of Georgia. I was 5 hours away from John's house, the other side of Georgia. Georgia apparently is huge. Everything in the entire state is named Oglethorpe. I passed 14 different Oglethorpe streets, and there was a Oglethorpe Park. There was a hotel. There was a restaurant. There was a boat. There was a ferry. There was an island. There was a bridge.
Was there a toy store?
There was not a toy store. No, okay. He's got the only Oglethorpe toy store.
Do you know why?
I do not. That's what I'm telling you.
Tell us, John.
It's crazy.
I thought I told you in the chat.
Please tell us.
James Oglethorpe founded Georgia.
Listen, George Washington this country. Yeah,
James Oglethorpe founded Georgia.
George Washington founded this country. We don't name every street after George Washington.
How did one guy find a whole state by himself?
He knew exactly where the state ended and started.
One guy. What did he walk around with?
The same thing is
he
like
walked around with a
William
ruler?
Penn. That's the same thing.
He had a John Rula.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. He had a John Rula. Was measuring.
You're just slapping John Rula everywhere.
There's a really great Seinfeld episode where Kramer is dating a girl and she moves from uptown to downtown and he treats it like it's another country. And so he has to go visit her and he packs a suitcase just to go downtown and he gets lost and he has to call Jerry to pick him up. But my friend and I love that scene. And so we were on vacation together and we literally, in the episode, he lands on the corner of First and First and it's a very funny scene.
I'm at the nexus of the universe, Jerry.
Exactly. So we're literally standing in Savannah and we're on the corner of Oglethorpe Road and Oglethorpe Street. I'm like, what the hell is going on? He goes, how does a street intersect with itself? We must be the nexus of the universe.
Because they're really original there.
That's everything is Oglethorpe. So good luck finding your way around.
I'm still held up on John thinks it's like Christopher Columbus and he's finding like a new world.
Yeah.
The guy found Georgia. What do you mean
he founded Georgia?
How did he find it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't tell you how the four of us on vacation laughed every day for 5 days about everything is named Oglethorpe. Everywhere we went, we're driving and every sign is Oglethorpe. Oh, it was great.
He established the colony of Georgia.
He sure did. All right. By using a
John Rula?
Who founded New York?
LaGuardia.
There isn't a guy.
Who was it? It had to have been.
No, Amerigo Vespucci.
John, you had the wool pulled over your eyes your whole life.
Peter Mayhew.
Charles doesn't know who that is.
Chewbacca.
New York was once New Amsterdam.
That's correct. Istanbul was once Constantinople.
Who All right. founded the state of Georgia?
Here we go.
Oh.
General James Oglethorpe.
There's a monument for him
1733.
On every block.
John, you were 36 years old then.
I love how John knew the year too.
Well, he was a teacher though. He's a teacher in Georgia.
University of Georgia was founded in 1785.
Well, so one of my favorite things, John, by the way, is we ate at the Pink House, which is a really, really old house, which is a huge restaurant in Savannah.
Is it pink?
It actually wasn't, I don't think. But there's different rooms in the house.
Really?
It's like a three-story, you know, kind of like Victorian house. And there's every room looks totally different. And so I was looking online as we already had the reservation. I found the basement was the place to go. It's like a dungeon down there, like a tavern. And so I you know, ribbed the lady who was sitting us. Like, are you taking us downstairs? Well, she comes back like right after sitting us and goes, a table just opened. So we go down. We're sitting in this dungeon. The waiter points out the bricks next to us were laid. Like the wall was built in 1781. So I just wanted to share that. I thought you would like think that was cool. We ate at this like building that was like 240 years old. It's amazing.
That's only in Georgia. Like every only restaurant in Georgia. You go to, you're like, it's John's Wings opened up in 2011.
Exactly.
This wall was built in 1872. Who gives a shit when the wall? Only in Georgia, everyone cares when everything was made and cares.
I just sat on a thumbtack. Be happy. The thumbtack was from the 1700s. Oh, my ass feels better now. Who gives a shit?
It was very cool. It was a very cool
pirate
place.
The Pirate House is also a famous restaurant down there.
Yes.
And they did have a dungeon. And what they used to do is people used to get drunk, and they would sometimes they'd roofie the drinks. Oh, and ship them off to Shanghai. That's where the term Shanghai came from.
It sounds like Georgians.
And then slide them down into the dungeon and out to a boat and ship them off to Shanghai.
It sounds like the Georgians are holding on to the history as Star Wars fans are holding on to their new content.
No, as Star Wars fans are holding on to their 2021 prices.
Why would you let it go? It's interesting.
Yeah. Let it go.
It's just interesting.
It's 300 years ago. No one cares.
It's still interesting. Anyway, back to this.
Yeah, back to the subject at hand.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Did you notice any haint blue roofs? Did they talk about haint blue roofs?
No.
There we go.
All right, let's listen.
We were mesmerized by the Spanish moss.
Yeah, Spanish moss everywhere.
It's awesome. Looks so cool.
What is a Spanish moss?
It's this moss that drapes down and hangs from the trees. It just looks like a really cool. It just looks like you're in some kind of weird, like, you know, fairy tale forest.
And that's what makes Georgia special, because of a moss hanging on a tree.
From another country.
My God, who cares?
If when you come to Georgia, there's like seven different ecosystems.
Hey, John, do you know that when you come to New York in the city, there's bums that shit in plastic bags instead of bathrooms?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, does that make New York extra special? No,
it makes it shitty.
If you go to New York, there's rats that carry full slices of pizza down the street. And if you don't believe me, there's a viral video. They have
literally rats the size of freaking dogs here.
They really do.
That rat was from 1890.
Yeah, you New Yorkers have something to really be proud of.
Everywhere I went, I just turned to my wife and go, John would love this. It's so Georgia. Everything is Georgia. Yeah, John would love this.
All about history.
So, guys, let's throw it back over to, you know, the groups, the collectors. I was messaging you guys just the other day. You know, I see sellers. It's funny. They're clinging on to those prices. They're going on Whatnot, Facebook, Instagram, all these different platforms, eBay, and they're just, you know, listing the same item over and over and over again at the same high price, just hoping somebody snatches it finally.
I just laugh because like you said, like they're selling everywhere. They're selling on like 9 different platforms. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is complaining how Star Wars is dead. No one's buying anything. It's so slow. And then in the same comment, they go, can I sell on Rogue Five? Everything seems to sell there. You guys still sell so much. Hey, listen, want to know why things sell? Because we lowered our prices. That's why things sell. If you want to hold on to your prices from 2 years ago, it's not going to sell.
It's true. It's true. And I do see a lot of people, with lower prices than we've been, you know, used to the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So some people learned.
People learned. You know, they
some
know.
Some people have learned.
And I'll tell you, Chris, you probably know better than any of us because you're kind of on the inside with a lot of collectors because you sell to a lot of them directly. There's a lot of collectors who have decided for one reason or the other to move on from some pieces or sections or segments of their collection. They're losing money. Like, they know it. And I'm not saying they're okay with it. I don't want to say that, but they recognize it is what it is. And if they would like to move some pieces, the prices are what they are. And so they've lowered their prices. They're losing a little bit of money, and it is what it is.
A very large thing when it comes to vintage Star Wars collecting is that someone who, like, let's say collects mocks, they collect mocks for a while. They complete what they want to complete. Now they get bored. They move on to something else. Yeah. If it's like loose graded, they collect loose graded, then they move on to something else. But there always comes a time where they run out of space. When they run out of space, what do? They sell off the thing that they just got done collecting to now start collecting something new. And now when they're selling at lower prices because they just paid the height of the market for them.
Yeah.
So, and I get that a lot with like loose figures, always loose figures. The guy literally completes his whole run of loose figures. And I was like, I think I want mocks now. And I'm like, all right, cool. And like, you're not expecting him to say, I'm going to sell the loose figures. I'm just going to start collecting mocks. And then like literally the next sentence is, I'm going to sell all my loose figures now. And I'm like, okay, you're probably going to lose money on that.
Yeah. If there's anybody watching this video out there that has a thought like that, I mean, you got to do whatever you need to or want to do. But I would just suggest just keep the loose figures. Like, that's the lower collector spot on the totem pole. If you're going to go from loose and then you want to collect graded mocks,
yeah.
You know, just hold on to your loose run. I mean, I know you were just giving an example, but get a case, put them in there and just enjoy them and then collect what you want. But I understand if you have mocks or graded and you want to go, you know, one way or the other, you got to sell those expensive pieces. But if you have loose stuff, I mean, you know, hold on to it.
The market of grading figures is if you're looking for loose figures and you're grading them and you're selling them, that like market's dead.
Dead.
Yeah. Like you are going to lose money.
There's no high price. Yeah.
And then you grade it for $60 and you pay shipping there and back. It's not worth it anymore.
You got $80 or $85 into each figure and you're waiting 5-6 months.
Yeah.
And you're rolling the dice on if you get
85. That's what you need.
Like an 80, you're losing money. Yeah, if you get a 75, you're losing a lot of money.
Yeah. And Not to go off subject, but I started buying just a few, one here, one there, of graded cards, you know, even modern cards, just like refractors and stuff. And it's the same thing. I showed you guys one, and I told you I paid, you know, $35, $40 for one. And it was, you know, one that there was only, you know, so many of, 75 of in the world. And it costs more than that to grade a card, doesn't it? Doesn't it cost like $40 to grade a card?
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's the same kind of thing. It's like if you grade that card, you've already lost money if you can't sell it for, you know, a higher price. So same kind of thing with figures, because you don't know what grade you're going to get when you submit it. I mean, you can only guess.
Yeah. Most of the flippers right now are pretty much flipping in the ocean and drowning. That's what they're doing. that's flippers currently right now. They're just drowning.
Isn't that dolphin called Flipper, the movie Flipper?
Well, there was an old Nick at Night show, Flipper.
Flipper?
John's gonna sigh at me because I said Nick at Night instead of the
from
original.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the dolphin was called Flipper.
Snowflake.
Once you said like Nick at Night, John's like, Nick at Night? The wall in Nick at Night was from 1973.
Dick Van Dyke? Oh, my God.
John knows every year and date.
Back in the 60s.
Every date, John knows.
Yeah. See, for me, it was Nick at Night had all the, you know, Gilligan's Island and all that stuff. Yeah. But
who was the horse? Who was a talking horse?
Mr. Ed.
Red, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's a Beastie Boy reference, too.
He came from Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
He was covered in Spanish moss.
Yeah. His ass had moss on it.
Fun fact, he only ate Georgia peaches.
That's why he had hair.
Hairy ones.
That's why he had hair, because the peach has hair. He ate the peach. Now he has hair growing on the inside.
Right.
Hair comes out.
Correct.
So I got a question. What do you guys think? There's talk of this new wave of COVID. You've heard about this?
Yeah, I actually have.
This new wave of COVID going around. Do you think that that's going to be? What do you think that that's going to do to the collecting? Do you think it's going to kill it completely, or do you think it's going to revitalize? Shopping and buying online. If we go into another lockdown,
I think the new Ahsoka series is going to raise the prices of Star Wars.
To answer your question, John, I think that would only happen if there's a reasonably sized influx of new collectors.
Yeah.
Because the collectors who are already in, or the ones who joined because of COVID in the first place, they're done. Not I'm saying they're done collecting, but they're done going nuts and driving the prices up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's starting to spike up again, and the mask mandates are coming out and all that stuff. And in my head, I was thinking, like, is that going to raise the prices up? But I don't think people have money right now to be doing that, to be honest with you. They're just they're spending it on other stuff right now than Star Wars toys.
Well, you remind me of a good point, Chris, is not only were we all trapped in the house looking for something to do, and sitting there with our smartphones, there was also free money. And of course, tongue in cheek when I say free, but it was, money was getting sent out to people for COVID. Yeah. And
John, are you there?
And we were saying it back when, back when it was happening, there were people that were getting those government checks because of COVID, whatever it was called, I forget, and spending it on Star Wars.
Some people back in the day, they would buy something from me and they would say, hey, can you hold it for a week? I'm supposed to get my COVID check next week.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you were one of the lucky ones, who you were in a position where you were comfortable, you were making a good living, you were keeping your job, then I understand it was just extra income or extra money that was coming in. I get that a bit, but we definitely saw people who were not wealthy or flush with cash who were taking that check and burning right through it with Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. So will that ever happen again, to answer that question? No, I don't think that's ever going to happen ever again to that extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting to think about.
And I think Ahsoka, the TV show, personally, by the time it's over, I think it's going to make sales even more worse, as John would say.
More worse, John.
John, more bad. It's going to be more bad.
Ahsoka is definitely not raising any prices on any items.
It's not raising any interest.
No.
You know what's crazy about?
People looking to buy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the market.
Okay.
You know,
people are liking the show, but I don't hear anyone, like you said, wanting to buy anything.
Well, the toys aren't even available.
They want the Rebels. That's what they want.
Right. Let's be fair here. When we were talking about Boba coming out and just starting, Boba was a vintage character. Ahsoka is not. I mean, that is a modern franchise. That is the Rebels and Thrawn and... that's all modern. So
Shame. Everyone wants Zeb. Nobody wants
vintage based on Ahsoka.
What's the name of our page? Rogue Five Toys. So people still contact me and ask, hey, do you have Darth Nihilus, the new figure that just came out? No, sorry. I don't have it. No, there's no...
If they ask you for Zeb, let me know.
Who's the other person?
VaultOnline.com.
Who's the other girl? Freaking... Sabine Wren, what the hell her name is?
Yeah, Sabine Wren.
Sabine Wren is awesome.
Who the hell is that? I have no clue. I still have no idea what that is. Sabine Red. My,
I already taught you guys. There Sabine Red. Here we go.
See, our Shane? Group
toys
is called, I'm trying to squish it into the screen here, Rogue Five Toys Vintage Star Wars.
You added in the vintage Star Wars well after Rogue Toys was already around.
Yes.
It used to just be called Rogue Five Toys.
Right. We sell like more than just vintage toys, though.
Right. Just like every other group, I added the words vintage Star Wars in so that if anybody searches it, it would help them find our group. But and look, here's our followers win of the week post that we've added recently to our wins of the week episode. So tune in for that. Yeah, I'll stop sharing that. But
thanks.
What I was going to joke and say is, you know, yeah, we do have vintage Star Wars in our name, but we do sell modern toys, comics, graded pieces, you know, all sorts of stuff.
I have a question.
Ahsoka is a modern franchise, though, right, John? Yes.
Yeah, it's a modern franchise.
A made-up modern franchise. Yeah,
she's a made-up person. She's not
Okay, here's a trivia, though. For the viewers already know this, but you guys are not big Rebels and modern guys. Who created Ahsoka Tano?
The guy who founded Georgia.
Oglethorpe?
John Walden Oglethorpe.
Jim Swearingen from Georgia.
Timothy Zahn.
False. I could be wrong, but I heard this the other day, so maybe what I heard is wrong, but I think that's false.
So who? Wait, so
the George Lucas.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan discovered her.
Dave Filoni.
Correct. Dave Filoni created Ahsoka and created her for Clone Wars.
He's from Georgia.
He is not from Georgia. Well, I don't know where he's from. Dave Filoni, who is the executive producer, the creator of Ahsoka, the actual creator of the character Ahsoka, and he directed two of the eight episodes in this new season. But he also directed or was the executive producer of Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett, along with Jon Favreau. He is basically now the head of Lucasfilm. You know, I don't know what his title is, but they've given him the reins, the creative reins for that Lucasfilm sucks. Star Wars. And he is an insane Star Wars fan from when he was a kid like us. He's similar age to us. And he's been a Star Wars fan as long as we have been. And he knows the backstories. And so it is in good hands with him because he's not just some writer. He is a Star Wars fan, but he created the character.
Do you know that once he hopped on a plane and he flew over Georgia
with Brandon? He was
born in Pennsylvania.
But Dave Filoni created the character for Clone Wars and folded it kind of like backwards into the history of Star Wars. That's why, you know, there's some gaps there with Anakin being her.
So
her
he made
Jedi
up,
master.
He
but.
Made up a character and created a story to give hope to everyone else who's been clinging on to nothing the last 25 years. Got
right.
It.
And to append on, though, I'm not one of them, but there is a massive audience of Ahsoka Tano fans. And
you guys
saw that at the convention. She
There's
had the
a,
number
a
one.
lot of 7-year-old girls. Yeah, huge. Woof.
But the show, you know, so the show is out. It is definitely going to spur on more interest in collecting modern toys going back, you know, to when Clone Wars was on. Whatever's, you know, has Ahsoka in the last 10 years or so.
Rebels, so hot. Rebels.
Jar Jar Binks, even hotter.
So hot.
False. But we were at the convention in you know, Memorial Day weekend, and there were the Emperor was there. There was vintage Star Wars actors
no,
and whatnot.
No one
the line for Rebels voice actors were insane. The only people wanted to meet there were the Rebels voice actors. Brandon was in line for every single one of them. He
Loser.
Was trying to hug everybody.
Loser.
He was pushing everyone out of the way.
Pushing
Loser.
Everyone out of the way. He got a hold of those Rebels, and he was having the time of his life. I have it on film. So, unlike the series Obi-Wan and Book of Boba Fett, which was, you know, there's some throwback characters there, the Ahsoka show is all modern stuff. So I think it is going to help the
so you say it's going to help with sales. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that long explanation.
Modern sales.
Modern sales. Yeah.
I'm going to list the comic book next week, Ahsoka. I'm going to, I'll let you know how fast it goes.
Nobody other than John Rolla cares about comics. The leader, the leader
exactly
of the comic revolution, John Rolo.
John Rolo follows all these comic videos on YouTube, and a couple of them are like big name comic guys. So I started following them, right? Every single one of them, when they post a video, you want to know what the thumbnail says? Oh my God, this comic dropped 93% in value. Oh my God, this one was 75%. It's every single thumbnail. What's happening to the price of comics? And in my head, I go, John is over here telling everyone to buy comics left and right. And all everyone else is doing is saying how much the prices have dropped.
I've been doing like a spreadsheet of what his vocabulary that he uses in Rogue Five Toys is. His number one used word the last month was slab. He loves slabs.
Yeah. Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves slabs. Loves telling you which 9.8 slab to get.
He uses it at like restaurants. He's like, hey, can I get the slab medium well on a bun with some fries? Yeah. So you want a hamburger? Like he just uses slab everywhere.
It's not filet mignon, it's slab mignon.
Yeah, we went out to dinner and he ordered a slab of sirloin. A 9.8 sirloin.
Can I get a slab of French fried taters too?
Make sure that slab's 9.8.
And then he went to bed at 7:45 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
John, we love you. All right, so
on a firm queen-size slab.
Slab, yeah. All right, guys. Anything else about the major differences we see between, you know, the heart of COVID and now? I mean, it's slow. It's summer. But what do you see coming up the next few months as we get into the cooler weather?
Not the prices.
Rebels stuff. So hot. Fire.
I'm with John. I don't think the prices are going to go up. But you will see demand on buying items will definitely rise once it starts getting colder out. So definitely like the fall and winter months, you will see a lot more sales happening on items. Like I said, I don't think the prices are going to change much, but you'll see a lot more sales happening. Because people are just home now on their phones more than they would be when it's 90 degrees at a beach or a pool. So,
yeah, don't expect a $700 green snag.
No,
that's a variant.
It's a variant.
A variant.
I'll speak for Brandon because he's not here. Brandon's favorite figure
is the
green snag.
Yeah, he loves that one.
He loves green snag.
He pushes that all the time. He's pushing it.
When he sees somebody post a blue snag for sale and the limbs are blue as the ocean, And the torso is green as St. Patrick's Day. It's his favorite thing in the world. He makes us stop what we're doing so we could talk to him about it. He loves green snag. All right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I do love to do live sales. It is work. It is preparation. And then there's a lot of follow-up work with packing and shipping in a tight window. But you've seen, I mean, I've gone the entire summer. We're at the end of the summer here. We're at Labor Day, and I haven't done a live sale because I'm busy with summer stuff. I want to be outside. I want to be doing stuff. I hope that that comes back. I hope that we see more live sales in the groups, more interaction, more sales, more buying. So we'll see. We'll see what happens as we move into the fall here and into the winter. But it is a stark contrast. All the way through all of 2023 so far compared to, 2 years ago. So it's interesting to discuss. Mm-hmm. All right, boys, I think we'll wrap it here. Yep. It is Five Idiots Talking Toys on your Sunday, or maybe you're watching on demand on your own time. Thank you for that. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us if you're listening on your favorite podcast app. Let's get those Spotify follower count up. Let's get the Apple Podcast, the Google Podcast. Pump it up. So please follow us wherever you're listening to the show. Please go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links. And if you like the content we're making, please support us on Patreon. We will continue making more content for you. And if you're a patron, we will make custom content for you, such as 5 Idiots After Dark. Adult content not meant for YouTube. We will also have previews of collections that are going for sale on Rogue Five Toys, as well as getting our episodes early.
Preview.
Chris's lungs just ran out of air at the end of that.
I was laughing. I was trying to do it without laughing.
All right. Well, thank you very much to everybody for listening. We appreciate and watching. We'll see you next time on 5 Idiots Talking Toys.
Go Dogs.
Spanish moss. Watch out for it.
Watch out for that Spanish moss.
For Oglethorpe. John Oglethorpe.